This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Joining me in the studio here, fresh from a stint at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory down the road in Pasadena, NPR science correspondent Joe Palco. Joe, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And there's news from Mars, and the news is?
The news is wet.
All
it's
wet.
All wet. No, the news today, the news that they're announcing is that you know, they have two rovers up there, and one is called Spirit. That was the first one. It landed in something called Gusev Crater, very dry. Haven't seen any signs of water there.
Yeah.
But the other one, it landed in a place called Meridiani Planum. That's Opportunity. And they've been finding clear-cut signs of water. This water evidence comes from tiny fissures in an outcrop of rock that's right next to the landing site.
You know, Joe, I almost thought you were going to say tiny fish, but that would be better.
No. That would be a better story, but not yet.
Yeah,
Alex. Okay. Right. So the fissures are these little cracks in the rock, which they can see with an imager that's about, it's like a microscope, it's like a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
So they hold the arm, this robotic arm of the rover, up to the rock, and they take pictures like through a microscope, through a hand lens. And they can see these little cracks in the rocks. Now, the only time you see those kinds of cracks on Earth is when you see them in rocks that are under water that's been flowing by, rippling water that flows over the rocks. And after a number of years, the little fissures like that build up in rocks on Earth. They're seeing exactly the same thing on these rocks on Mars. And so they're saying, okay, we think there must be water there. Not just water passing over it, but ripples, standing water with ripples over it that's flowing over the rocks and setting down these distinctive patterns.
Now, didn't they make an announcement about we found water on Mars 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yes, 3 weeks ago, the question was, yeah, we found water. We see excess sulfur in the rock, and we see some excess bromine, which suggests that there must have been evaporated water because left behind this high concentration of bromine salts in the rock and chlorine salts in the rock. So 3 weeks ago, the water was there, but the question was it water that you'd have to pump from a well, like it was underground water percolating through rocks underground, or was it water you might be able to swim in? And this water, this salty water that they think they see evidence for now, is water that you might be able to swim in. I'm not recommending
Wow.
it, because it's not there now. I mean,
yeah.
You go swimming on Mars today, first of all, you'd freeze and you wouldn't be able to breathe. So there's some drawbacks.
Right.
But they think the water once was there.
Okay. So I know that the excitement about water on Mars has to do with water is something you need to have life on Mars. And despite my stupid fish fissure joke a moment ago, are they getting anywhere closer to calling a really big news conference?
Yeah, they are. I mean, every time you find something like this, the excitement is, I mean, this is the kind of place that you would go to look for life. But the likelihood that this mission, with its hand lens, is going to come across, you know, an old fish scale, even a fossilized one, is negligible. And even if there were, what they're hoping to find really is evidence that bacteria, some sort of microscopic uh-huh. life lived on Earth. Because think about it, Alex. I mean, maybe there was the conditions that would have led to life at one point, and it fizzled out on Mars and it blossomed here on Earth.
Yeah.
And so if you could find those microorganisms, evidence for those microorganisms, then you get, wow, that's really exciting. So what went wrong, quote unquote, you know, what went wrong? Why didn't Mars take off and have this great life abundance the way Earth did? Maybe it's because it's further away. Maybe it's a smaller planet, didn't have enough gravity. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it would be a fantastic finding. Not going to happen in the next 3 weeks. They promised that was going to happen. It's not going to be in the next three
yeah.
weeks. They're going to say that.
You know, I'm awestruck by the ability of these spacecraft and these rovers to go up there and carry out these what seem to me to be incredible feats of engineering. Do we actually have to send humans to Mars to figure out the answer to the question you're raising here at the end?
Maybe the alternative seems to be to send a robotic mission with a rocket on board that can scoop up a bunch of soil or rocks and put it back into a rocket that comes back to Earth that they can then analyze samples back here on Earth.
And that's they might be able
They're
to
talking about it, yeah, for next decade.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palco. Joe, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
You betcha.